the China Society for Human Rights Studies has published an article accusing U.S. immigration policies of violating the basic rights of immigrants. It says the religious, cultural, and racial discrimination against immigrants has become increasingly intense in the United States, laying bare the hypocrisy of U.S.-style human rights. The number of COVID-19 cases in the United States has surpassed the 3 million mark with over 131,000 deaths. New York State remains the hardest hit with close to 400,000 infections, followed by California, Florida, and Texas. Two elite U.S. universities have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over new rules barring international students from taking online courses in the United States. Harvard University and Massachusetts Institute of Technology sued Immigration and Customs Enforcement after announcing it'll not permit international students on F-1 visas to take on full online course loads in the fall. The lawsuit seeks an order barring the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and ICE from enforcing the new regulations on international students. Harvard's already announced plans to move all coursework in the fall semester online amid the coronavirus pandemic. MIT says the announcement disrupts the international students' lives and jeopardizes their academic and research pursuits. Harvard says the new order's cruelty is surpassed only by its recklessness. The schools say they'll pursue the case vigorously so that all international students across the country can continue their studies without the threat of deportation. The former White House National Security Council staff member, who was a key witness in President Donald Trump's impeachment inquiry, has retired from the U.S. military. Alexander Vindman's attorney, David Pressman, said in a statement that it's become clear that his client's future within the military will be forever limited. Pressman says through a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation, the president attempted to force Vindman to choose between adhering to the law or pleasing him. Vindman was fired from his White House job in early February, 3 months after his testimony in the impeachment inquiry. He returned to a posting at the Pentagon but found that his career following the testimony had been stunted. China and Russia have reaffirmed their support for each other. The presidents discussed ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation during phone talks held yesterday. Xi Jinping has called on both sides to support each other in rejecting external interference. He also brought up collaboration on vaccine development, biosecurity, and other fields. Vladimir Putin says Russia firmly supports China in safeguarding national security in Hong Kong. China reiterates that it has no plans to join the United States and Russia in their talks to renew a nuclear arms control treaty. Officials say it's unrealistic to expect China to join such talks, given the huge gap between its own nuclear arsenal and those of the U.S. and Russia. Figures from international think tanks show that the U.S. currently has 5,800 nuclear warheads, almost 20 times the number of China's warheads. Washington also plans to invest nearly $500 billion U.S. dollars in the next decade and $1.2 trillion in the next 30 years to upgrade its nuclear arsenal. Beijing has decided to impose visa restrictions on U.S. individuals who behave egregiously regarding Tibet-related issues. The decision comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced visa restrictions on Chinese officials who he accused of being responsible for obstructing travel to Tibet by U.S. diplomats, journalists, and tourists. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian calls on the U.S. to stop interfering in China's internal affairs to avoid further damaging bilateral ties. He also calls on foreigners visiting Tibet to abide by Chinese laws and regulations and follow necessary procedures. Tibet received over 170,000 foreigners from 2015 to 2018. Over 40 million tourists from China and abroad visited the region last year. A recent poll shows that 66% of Hong Kong residents are in support of the implementation of the new national security law. Close to 1,100 local residents took part in random telephone interviews conducted by the Hong Kong Research Association earlier this month. Nearly 80% say the implementation of the law will not have a negative impact on the prospects of the city. Over 60% are in support of the provision that the chief executive shall designate judges to handle cases concerning offenses endangering national security.